I don't really know what's going on. Like, I don't even know what time it is, to be honest.
This is Mega Maker, episode 5. Hey, folks, welcome to the Mega Maker Show. My name is Justin Jackson. This week, my maker mission was to make a burrito. That's right, a burrito. You see, this is the show where we make something every week. I do a project and tell the story, and I encourage all you folks at home to do the same. And I have a list of ideas, megamaker.co/list, if you want to check it out. And I'm trying to make 100 things this year. And so there are small things on the list and big things on the list. And item number 3 was a burrito. And I thought that would be fun to just start with that. You know, something small. Make a burrito at home, take some pictures, put them on Instagram. But then people on Twitter were saying, well, that's not that big of a project. You know, your inaugural Mega Maker mission on the podcast. A burrito, come on, that's not that hard. So I got thinking, how could I step this up a notch? And so I thought, okay, well, my favorite local restaurant here in Vernon, British Columbia, is this place called Station Barbecue. And so I called up Eric, the owner, and said, what do you think about this idea of us creating a Mega Maker burrito together? And, you know, I'll come in and I'll help you design it and we'll create the prototype together. And then I will come in on Friday and work in the kitchen all Friday, and we'll do this as the lunch special. And right from the beginning, we laid out our goals.
Then I think the second goal for me is I want it to do well.
Okay.
And so what does a normal special, like a normal special, are you selling 40 in a day?
Yeah, 30.
30?
30 or 40.
And what would be dynamite, you think? Like 40?
For a Friday lunch?
Yeah.
I think 40 to 50 is pretty freaking awesome.
This, of course, is the funnest part of any project, when you get to just sit and talk about the idea and then set goals. You know, we're going to make this burrito and we're going to sell 40 to 50. And then it's reality time. Because that Tuesday, I found myself in the kitchen prototyping this thing.
First thing you're going to do is the beans. Yeah, you're going to mash up the beans.
And Eric doesn't mess around. He put me to work. We were working in the kitchen during a slow time, right before the dinner rush, making this prototype. We tried all sorts of things. We drove all over town to find different ingredients.
What does it look like?
This masa harina.
Oh, that's the flour we want.
That's the flour we want. But I don't see the tortilla press.
We had to buy a tortilla press, prototype this thing in a night, and figured out that we were going to have a barbecue pulled pork burrito on a bed of rice and beans that we mashed. We had some cheddar cheese in there, and then we covered it with a peach maple salsa and more cheddar cheese. That was the recipe. It was actually really fun just putting this together in the kitchen. We got to taste test it.
Oh, that is so good.
We can use this, and we're gonna put a little bit of maple syrup.
I'm feeling good about it. Tuesday. Then all sorts of stuff hits me. First of all, I need to make sure that there are 40 to 50 people that come in on Friday to order this special. I don't want this thing to fail. And so I just start hustling. I put on my salesman hat. I create a prospect list. I start calling people, emailing people, texting people, asking if they will commit to coming in on Friday and ordering a burrito. Other people got involved. People got excited. My friend Daryl Chimko did a public challenge to the neighboring towns and said that if anyone ordered more than 10, he would personally deliver it to them. And so Kamloops, which is an hour away, took him up on the challenge and ordered 18. So there's all this momentum. Things are happening. It's getting crazy. By the way, just a side note. I know as creative people, we often make things and we're scared to tell people about it. But that is the crucial ingredient. If you're going to get people to try your stuff or use your stuff, enjoy your stuff, You need to hustle. You need to create a list of people and just start calling them. I individually emailed and texted so many people just so I could get some butts in the seats at the restaurant on Friday. There's this great saying, I don't know who said it first, but it is do stuff and tell people about it. And some people were getting tired of me talking about this stupid burrito all week, but I just kept telling people about it, trying to build excitement for this thing that we were doing on Friday. Okay, Friday comes, showtime. I go to the restaurant, 9 a.m., and Eric puts me to work, making all the ingredients, getting everything ready. We start an assembly line. We had to get these 18 special orders out the door so they could be delivered to Kamloops an hour away. Working, 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 insane. It's hot. There's people running around everywhere. It is just chaos in this kitchen. And this is just a normal Friday for them. They do this every weekend. I couldn't believe it. And we're rushing to get things ready, rushing to get things out the door. And all of a sudden, people start showing up. Like crazy amounts of people. The restaurant is packed. It seats 54 people or something. There isn't a seat in the place. Orders are going up on the board. We are just making these burritos like crazy, like wrapping them and covering them and putting them in the oven. Meanwhile, someone texts me and tells me that the tourism manager for the city's there and she brought three travel writers in with her for this event. Stress, like just, it's just nuts. And I finally had a break to go out into the crowd and just talk to people.
I don't really know what's going on. Like, I don't even know what time it is, to be honest. But I think he said we're going to make 80.
So during the lunch rush, we did 63 Mega Maker burrito specials. It was going so well, we decided to go ahead and make 80 total and just carry it through the late, like, afternoon. And one guy pulled me aside and said, do you realize why people are here?
I've never seen it this busy on a Friday lunch. Good job.
Yeah. I'm interested to know why people showed up today.
I should be finding that out.
I showed up to see the spectacle.
I think that's part of it.
The food is very good in it, but that's not why I came here today.
Yeah. Story.
Did you hear that? The food is really good, but that's not why I came today. I came for the story. If there's one thing I really took away from this whole experience, well, actually, God, hold on. There's a bunch of things I took away. First of all, kitchen work is really freaking hard. I have a whole new appreciation for anybody who works in the service industry. You have my, I just bow down before you. You folks do unreal work. Folks, tip your waiters and waitresses. Tip the kitchen staff. Hug a chef. They're amazing. But the second thing that's applicable for us as makers is that we really need to tell people about what we're doing and involve them in the story. People that came today that packed this restaurant wanted to be a part of this insane story. And that was one of the big reasons they came. We can't just keep our creations to ourselves, and we can't just keep the process to ourselves. We need to share it. We need to tell the story of what we're doing. All right, let's talk about next week's Maker Mission. If you've ever wanted to make your own t-shirts, your own clothing items, if you're into fashion, that is the theme for next week. I am going to try to make a bunch of Mega Maker apparel, and I'm going to show you how to do it without having to invest thousands of dollars. Stay with us. You can find us in iTunes, megamaker.co/review if you're listening in iTunes. Now, while our theme music by Stryker plays in the background, that's Stryker-Metal, I need to thank some very important people. These are the folks who sponsored my burrito. First up, we have the productized consulting bootcamp.com. This is the opinionated guide to recurring revenue for freelancers and consultants. I know a lot of people that have actually taken this. It is well worth your money. And he has a 30% off coupon. Use Megamaker, all one word, to get 30% off at productizedconsulting.com. Next up, we have Sam Bell at Chartblocks, chartblocks.com. Create and share charts in an easy-to-use web app. That's chartblocks.com. After that, we have Jason Zook. Oh, Jason, coming back for another sponsorship. He says, the name of the project is... Oh, he says, I just want to support Justin because he's an awesome human being. Oh, thanks, Jason. Okay, folks, go thank Jason on Twitter. He is I Wear Your Shirt on Twitter. That's really nice. And thanks to the previous sponsors as well. We had Omar Zenholm at WebinarNinja.co. We had Corbett Barr at LifestyleBusinessWeekly.com. We had Mike Vardy with the Night Owl Action Plan. That's gum.co/Night Owl Action Plan. And we had Lisa, who has an awesome educational product, MyHardyKid.com. Thank you to all these sponsors. You can go and find them in the show notes, MegaMaker.co/5. And by the way, if you want to sponsor Fashion Week, if you have a fashion brand or product or project, just go to megamaker.co/sponsor. Make sure the show can keep rolling on. I am so tired right now. I'm going home to sleep. Thank you to Station Barbecue and everyone else who made today a reality. Thanks for everyone who showed up and actually bought the Mega Maker burrito. All right, folks. Talk to you later. So, as crazy as Mega Maker's been, and it's like, it's kind of a nutso project, I'm going to be in this restaurant tomorrow preparing burritos. And it's so wacky and weird, but this experience has been really stretching for me.
So when you say it's stretching you, what do you mean by that? Like, it's just kind of pushing your limits, like of how hard you can work, or you're stretching your comfort zone, or what do you mean by that?
Stretching my comfort zone, because I've been like, it's humbling to go to, I was in this restaurant for 3 hours the other day, and I'm used to being behind a desk, and just to experience that again. Like, I've worked restaurant jobs when I was as a teenager, but this is like, just perspective. Just to feel like, man, this is way different than working behind a desk. For a while, I was a little bit bummed out because I was feeling like, I don't know if this is connecting the way I'd hoped. And maybe I started, like, starting with a burrito was the stupidest idea ever, which is one reason I chose it. But, you know, but it ended up being just personally really kind of interesting. And so even if it doesn't connect with people, I've just liked it for my personal sense. Like, it's good for me. It's good for me to get out from this bubble that I'm in.
Yeah.